Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the surveillance state of the VMAs, Chris Brown versus Tinashe, Mamba No. 5 causing divorce, hand jobs in the audience of Beetlejuice the Musical, and what to do when the aliens end up not being sexy. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning to all.
What about me?
Well, you may also have
what
a good morning.
What about me?
I hope so. Well, I hope your morning is wonderful, my sweet little angel.
What?
Are you not in all?
yo ho ho and a bottle of rum.
Are you drunk? Are you high? Are you a pirate? What's going on? What's happening?
None of the above.
Is this for a transition to a topic?
Nope.
Or are you just saying yo ho ho?
I just had it in my head and I thought I thought I would speak on that.
I took voice lessons for a summer once. Well, I took voice lessons a lot in high school.
Rich.
But one summer, I was taking them for our like summer showcase of all the people that were taking lessons from the teacher, all the men who were taking lessons, we did a sea shanty song.
I don't like that.
And it was, why not? It was very yo ho ho.
So since you weren't rich, do you think you had the one-star vocal coach of Okemos?
No, I still paid the same amount.
I'm not saying you pay the same amount. I'm saying, could you only afford the one-star reviewed person and not the five-star reviewed person?
Listen, I took voice lessons from 3 different teachers throughout my high school experience. So, yeah, I ran the gamut.
Yo, you sure did. Who was your favorite? Yeah. Did you do lip trills?
I'm not saying. What is a lip trill?
Isn't it like a brrr?
Brrr. No, because I can't do that. I can't.
You can't go brrr. Wow.
Is that it?
That's not it. You're bad at this. So what, were you red leather, yellow leather?
That's not what anybody would, that's not something you
Wait,
do,
okay,
I don't
give
think.
Give me a voice lesson live on air.
Okay, do what I just do. La 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 la.
That's it.
Okay, now you
la,
go.
La 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 la. I think I
close. Close. We're gonna be using our ears today. We're gonna be using close.
Wow.
Now go. Oh, you did that better than I did. See, there are some things that you are good at, and some things that I am good at.
And that's why we make the perfect team.
Hey, Corey, what's up?
The sky.
No, what is going on in your life?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell me.
One of my neighbors across the street is moving out.
Pass.
And so they... and,
next topic.
And so they did that thing where they put up all the signs. That's all. No parking anywhere on this street. Someone's moving out.
Yeah, I you know what I have to say to that? Fuck off. It's a cool idea, but you don't have any right or ability to do that.
And you want to know why I'm heated?
Why are you
They
heated?
blocked off my entire side of the street, and the person moving lives on the opposite side of the street.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
Oh,
I have half
honey.
the mind to walk out there and say something.
Slash their
You're going to
tires.
block my side of the street, but you and all your friends still get to park on your side of the street? On the
Yeah,
sturdy
that's
street?
some audacity.
I think they had the audacity.
Well, some people do, some people don't.
Well, so that was my day.
I am sorry. I don't know how you dealt with
Thank
that.
you.
So
So now
that's
I
I
have
ask
a.
about your
So
life and now
now
and that's
you know I have a loud a neighbor with a loud barking dog, a neighbor taking up my side of the street.
You know what you're giving me?
Boomer.
Crotchety boomer hermit yells at
Get off
cloud.
my lawn.
That's what you're. How old are you? At least in your 20s?
Yes,
At most in your 40s? You should not be yelling at cloud
I
yet.
haven't yelled at anyone. I just rolled my eyes internally.
In high school, my religion on Facebook was peeking through my blinds, and I still really relate to that. I feel like that is how I navigate
I
life.
love that. I love that. Do you
Thank
have
you.
blinds?
I don't. Why don't cars have blinds?
Some do. You know, people put up that, like, keep the hot out of my front seat while my car's parked.
Baby on board. It only triggers my worst desires.
Baby on board. More like baby, I'm bored of your baby.
Okay, sure.
Hey, did you
Hey.
have anything to talk about?
I have
Oh,
I went live on TikTok this morning and I was like, "Oh my God, this is something I should do every Monday morning before we record." And I just said, I made the pinned comment, "Podcast hot topics, what do you want us to
I
discuss?"
love it.
And I have
Oh my
tons.
God. Okay, well then I'll go first.
You go first. What's new? What do you want? What is on the agenda?
I read an interesting study. Let me.
You saw a
No,
TikTok?
this was
Okay.
literature on the web. It
Okay.
says new study shows straight men are more comfortable or more uncomfortable saying I love you to each other than going to a gay bar.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I
You
think
don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I think whatever straight men are going through, that's none of my business, and I hope to keep it that way. I hope whatever internalized homophobia and self-hate and isolation that they are putting onto themselves, they work through. But that's not for me to get up to. I got my own shit.
Yeah, it was some study, I think, in the UK. I mean, I've got it right here, but I can't find what country this was done in. But they were all like asking men and women about their experiences around men around male friendships and women around female friendships, and being all, would you share a bed with a man friend of the same gender?
I would.
I have.
I would like
The
to.
only thing women, it said, like being naked in the chain in the same gender changing room, having to share a bed, going to a gay bar, crying in front of a same gender friend, saying I love you to a same gender friend, rubbing sunscreen on a same gender friend's back, wearing pink, receiving flower
Oh my
receiving
God.
flowers as a thank you gift from a same gender friend, hugging a same gender friend, dining at a restaurant with the same gender friend.
Men are not
Well, it didn't.
okay.
No. So I mean, it ran the.
Oh, it asked
It asked
everybody.
everybody, and the
And the
only
results were men are not
the results really
okay.
were the one thing that women were more uncomfortable with than men. Men like were uncomfortable doing all of these things with same gender friends. The only one women were uncomfortable with was changing in like a changing room with other women.
Well,
But
okay. Well, if you're a man out there, I'm going to pray for you. Good luck with all of that. Yeah, well, you know.
Straight men can't even bro out with their friends no more. I think it's probably because they can't say no homo anymore. So now they can't do anything because they can't preface it with no homo.
No homo, no promo. You know what I'm saying?
When I hug my straight friends, it's always no homo.
When I hug anyone, I whisper, homo.
Oh, damn.
All homo. Some vague homo vibes.
Your quarter chub whispers it for you.
Quarter chub.
Yes. A quarter. All right. Quarter chubber with cheese.
Hey, speaking of a quarter chubber with cheese, have you ever seen a regional performance of Beetlejuice?
No, but Lauren Boebert has.
Okay, so who is Lauren Boebert?
Coloradoan, Republican.
Really? Okay, you know more than I do. A Republican of some sort who's loud on the internet,
yes,
who has terrible
opinions.
She's
the Marjorie Taylor Greene of Colorado.
Okay.
Does that fill in
that
the blank
such,
for
is,
you?
Pass. Okay, so she was like getting, she was rubbing some her Democrat boyfriend's crotch at a regional tour or something of Beetlejuice or something.
I didn't hear about the crotch rubbing.
Or no?
I heard, and I saw a video of, she got thrown out of the regional Beetlejuice performance.
I keep saying regional. I don't know if it's regional.
The touring. They went to Wharton Center.
Okay.
She got thrown out because she was vaping, and then she was all, do you know who I am? I wasn't vaping in the theater. And then they rolled the Beautiful Bean footage and her ass.
Oh, so she got what
and
came
her
to
ass
her.
Was vaping. It was very obvious. And she pulled it all. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, well, she flew too close to the sun on this one. She should have just sat there and ate her food. She should have just sat there and vaped her vape.
They don't have food at the regional performance.
It's an ancient proverb, babe.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like,
your dinner, Shelby.
No, it's, you should have just sat there and ate your food instead of like fighting back and then gotten yourself in even deeper shit. You should have just dealt with the consequences of what your first action was, and then you wouldn't have been up here on trending topics saying that with videos of your man grabbing your boobs and you rubbing his crotch or whatever was going on.
Okay, wait a second. You're right. The New York Post says Boebert squeezed a quick groping session in with this Democratic Aspen bar owner before vaping and loudly singing along with the show.
Okay, my biggest defense of all of those things, I have to say it, is if you're singing along at a performance of a show, of a musical, oh honey, it that might be allowed. I don't know. I have seen other countries, they'll do for their I don't know where it was, but there was a performance of some musical, I think Wicked, and they'll come back out after the curtain call and do like the big number as a sing-along. And and everyone can film it, everyone can sing it and scream it and perform their hearts out. And I think culturally, that gets out all of the energy everyone that would want to do that and is trying to get up to that, like, and it's not allowed. That is a wonderful way for everyone to feel that fantasy. But baby, it's not happening here. Nobody should be singing along to a single moment of any musical. I am sorry. Let me be the first to burst the bubble.
Well, when I saw Waitress 3 times, I sang along loudly, but I've got perfect pitch. So my la, 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 la.
Oh, you had warmed
it
up?
It went right with Sarah. You couldn't even tell. You thought it was just someone harmonizing.
Okay, well, I don't know about canoodling in the public space in that manner. I don't.
Have you ever?
You know, canoodles?
In a theater.
The closest I've gotten to that is No, I'm a Christian, actually.
I remember, what year did the Blair Witch Project come out? 1999. I remember going to see that movie in theater in Jackson, Michigan.
Have you ever made out with somebody in a movie theater? I don't think I have. No, I think
because we would get beaten up.
Yeah, I guess it's different. But, like, they were making... I also vaping, you know what? If I see a huge thing of smoke come out from a section of a movie theater when I'm seeing a movie... I won't care. I'm just going to sit there hoping that they're getting stoned, and that I find anybody that's stoned in a movie theater is making my experience probably better too. You know, that's going to give some levity to the everyone's going to be giggling, you know.
I saw a TikTok last week of some bitch vaping on an airplane and blowing it into her purse out in public, like in the row, and posted it on TikTok. Yep. I'm like, I hope she gets arrested. I hope she gets blacklisted.
Smoking on a plane, I wouldn't do it.
I would do it.
Though I do see a lot of adult content creators in plane bathrooms
doing stuff,
getting their dicks out. Yeah, I'm like, girl, people have to shit.
How well can the lighting be in that bathroom?
I don't know. It depends if you're on, you know, Spirit, Ryanair, Virgin.
Yeah, Virgin's nice.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on what you're flying.
What I was going to say was I felt like I was in ninth grade. I went to see the Blair Witch Project in theaters, and it was just all straight couples making out. So wherever I was sitting,
oh my.
It was like straight couple after straight couple after straight couple just making out, teenagers making out to the Blair Witch Project. And I thought, some of us are here to get spooked.
You know what my biggest takeaway from this story is? We live in a surveillance state.
Well, yeah.
Nobody here is ever going to get away with anything ever, so don't even try it.
Yeah.
That's my... Oh, speaking of surveillance state, the VMAs... I feel like, why would anybody ever want to go to the VMAs when the entire experience is viewers being able to switch from camera to camera of celebrities in the audience? If I were a celebrity in the audience, I would be like mortified at feeling perceived at every single interaction and every single performance. Like, I have to perform the entire time. That sucks.
So you're saying they had like Big Brother live feeds they could click on?
Yes.
And there was just a camera posted up on someone's face?
Yes.
So
yes.
I could have watched 2 hours of just Taylor Swift standing there collecting all her trophies.
People do. There's a video of her just trying to get her cup out of the like little cup holder in her seat. And it was going viral, and everyone's having like making commentary about like, she is so me, and it's like imagine every little like every moment you are existing in public feeling like at the whim of people's perceptions. That sucks. You gotta really have your face
well,
on.
Do you want to talk about Candy Muse leaving to poop?
It is literally the top of my list. The first thing.
I have a serious question.
Go.
Who's pooping that late at night?
Pooping late at night. People that do. This is. I'm not saying that this is what she was up to. But I am saying this. People who are pooping at night are probably doing things that facilitate the action of pooping.
Yeah, that was my thought too.
Late night shit, I know what you've
any
been
of,
doing.
All right, now, let's hear from our late night shitters. Any of you regular, but at night?
I'm kind of first thing in the morning.
Start the day off right, honey.
Yeah, it's delightful, it's divine.
I saw that tweet and I was like, okay, she's either lying for attention or what is she up to? Who's pooping at 9 p.m.?
Girl... You ever poop in the club?
You know I have never pooped in the club.
Me neither.
I go out with my friends. They've pooped at every bar in this town, and I think, why? What kind of ply toilet paper is a gay bar gonna have?
Oh, baby, BYOP.
Oh, you do?
BYOTP. BYOTP.
To the club.
To the club. No, no. Dude, I bring my dude wipes.
bring your Dumpkin Spice dude wipes to the club.
Yes. Yes, well, yes.
Hey, I thought, was it a slow news day after the VMAs? Because I saw a headline that was like, Justin Timberlake and Megan Thee Stallion were not fighting at the VMAs. Okay.
Just like,
okay, what?
Like, clarifying.
Was it to
I saw the video.
Was it to clarify something?
Yes, because did you see the video?
I didn't. Okay, now this makes
sense. it's backstage, and who was it between?
Justin Timberlake and Megan Thee Stallion.
So Megan Thee Stallion is getting primped and ready to go on stage, and it appears as if NSYNC is coming off stage, and they are shuffling by each other, and you can see Justin saying something to Megan, and Megan, it appears, is very, like, saying like no and like shaking her head and not having it. Like the vibe is very like, don't try me, don't like, in my wildest fantasies it was everything of Justin Timberlake coming to him. Yeah. You know, all of the everything, the Janet, the Britney, the everything.
Oh.
Coming back around. I was hoping women supporting women, but then immediately it was like, they weren't fighting. She just didn't want to meet like that and wanted a proper meet and wanted to say like, this isn't real. This isn't the first time we're meeting. We need to meet like for real. Like this doesn't count. This doesn't count.
Like, okay. I like it.
I mean, whatever.
Are you excited for the Trolls reunion?
Get out of here. It's not a Trolls reunion. NSYNC reunion.
NSYNC reunion on the Trolls soundtrack.
It's gotta be a pass for me, dog.
Even after Can't Stop the Feeling was such a bop. My second most played song of 2016.
Can't Stop the Feeling is giving
Camp
me...
Camp 17.
oh. I was gonna say dystopian flash mob.
Yes. I was thinking the other day, how many... You know, because like when flash mob proposals were a thing... How many mm-hmm. people had a flash mob proposal that are now divorced?
See, this is why we need BuzzFeed back. BuzzFeed would be reporting on that. BuzzFeed would be tracking down those people.
I want to have, where are they now? Were you proposed to in a flash mob proposal? Are you divorced now? What are the statistics?
I was thinking about this. I was thinking... Singing Telegrams were the first flash mobs.
Yeah, Singing Telegrams walked so flash mobs could run.
There we go. I don't know if they were the first. Certainly cavemen were doing some type of flash mobbery.
You know cavemen were always doing
in this cavery. Flash mobbery
percolating in this cavery.
Yes, honey. Well, not during the strike.
My mom asked if I watched the NSYNC reunion on the VMAs, and I said, no, I didn't watch any of the VMAs. And she then went on to be like, I think them dancing in lines now like they used to dance and is corny as hell. She was like, they can't do it as good as K-pop. And I was like...
She better stand.
I was like, I didn't even know my mom knew what K-pop was or that she was standing, but I was like, Mom, that's nostalgic. Let the kids my age who were in love with them boys enjoy NSYNC doing a line dance.
Yeah, you know what? Those people are probably enjoying the experience on stage. The people in the audience are enjoying the experience in the audience. Like, it does nothing to me to not be involved. With that said, am I going to go see it in concert? No.
Go see what in concert? They're not reunion.
In
They're
sync.
Not touring. They're doing one song for that kids movie.
Well, then you know what? I am disgusted that we've given it this much promo. Yeah. We're going to call it a reunion. They better be on stage, going to Denver, going to whatever. I don't know where. They better be going. At the very least,
you
Vegas.
You want Lauren Boebert vaping at a Denver NSYNC concert?
Pass. No. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, Chris Brown versus Tinashe.
I don't want to speak on him.
Well,
what did he do?
Tinashe said that she regrets. I think maybe her biggest regret or her big one regret she has in her career was collaborating with Chris Brown. And I thought, good for her. Yes, come to your senses.
Okay, I'll listen.
And then Chris Brown said, name five Tinashe songs.
I could. Does Slumber Party with Britney Spears count as one?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I don't think I could name five.
Company.
What's the one where she's dancing on the like freight boxes?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I like
a couple of her songs. She was just here in San Francisco and some of my friends.
Well, fuck Chris Brown. Name five Chris Brown songs. Name five women Chris Brown has respected. Get out of here. Bye. I just feel like there is an entire generation of people who think of Chris Brown and can't name five Chris Brown songs, but only know him for all he's done to women. So, like, he needs to just back it up.
Speak on that.
Back it up.
Well, okay then.
And that's how I feel. Respect for Tinashe.
Yes. Maybe next time I'll go see her when she's opening for Flume.
Flume?
Flume played and Tinashe opened.
Okay, cool.
I wasn't there. I can't name five of her songs.
Hey, can you name five women in
STEM?
Mambo number five?
Yes. Monica, Erica, Rita, Sandra. Jessica.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God! Well, I'm a stan.
You know who else is a Mambo number five stan?
Stephen King.
Yeah, according to this article, Stephen King said Mambo number five almost drove his marriage to divorce with his wife. His wife said she was going to leave him if he kept playing Mambo number five. Do you feel that way?
Why?
Listen to that.
Why can't he get ahead?
I mean, don't answer that. I already know. You, if you can name five of the women in Mambo number five, clearly you're on the same wavelength as Stephen
King.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
everybody. That song was a hit. Let me pull up its stats while you speak on it.
Okay, well, he said that he had the dance mix. He loved the extended play things. He played both sides of it. He had the instrumental. He played that thing until his wife said, "One more time and I'm gonna fucking leave you." He said it was the soundtrack to while he was writing his John F. Kennedy assassination novel. A little bit of Sandra in the Sun.
Damn. It only went number 3 in the U.S., but it went number 1 everywhere else.
I mean, culturally, I would say it went number 1. It was a cultural
moment.
Do you
know who sings it? Fake fan.
No, I don't. Lubega.
Yes!
I didn't know it, but it was on this article, and as soon as I saw it, I remembered.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Bob the Builder had a version.
Okay.
That's all I know about that.
All right, mama.
Well, I want to do an interview with women who were named in that song and the cultural impact it had on them.
This is why we need BuzzFeed back.
Hey, do we know any Ritas listening to this song, listen to this podcast?
Actually, yeah. Okay, so what are all the names in Mambo Number 5? Corey, you look it up. We have a call to action. If your name is Rita, Tina,
Jessica.
Sandra, Jessica, you know, etc.
Angela, Pamela, Sandra, Rita, Monica, Erica, Tina, Mary.
Did this song have any type of psychological impact on your life? Did this change the direction of your life? Like, imagine your name is Maggie when Maggie May comes out. You know what I mean? Diana, when One Direction Diana came out. Like, your name, the experience you navigate through the world changes because of your name, because of something in pop culture. So if you are a Mambo Number 5 survivor.
Yeah. I had a cousin that was named after a Barry Manilow song. So I wonder if anyone was named after a Mambo Number 5.
Okay. maybe.
I will say, while we're on the topic, I fucking hate songs that's about a person's name. I don't know her. I don't know them. I don't want to sing about you.
Okay. You don't have to sing.
It really bothers me. You think I want to hear a song? Lacey? No.
Who's Lacey?
It's on the new Olivia Rodrigo album, which I know about because I'm Gen Z and I'm hip.
Okay. She said, I'm a 30-year-old teenager. Here I am.
Did Ashley Simpson walk so Olivia Rodrigo could run?
Maybe. It's left to be determined. Autobiography really did change my life, though.
Yeah. She was our Olivia Rodrigo.
Mother, sister, father, sister, mother.
Brother.
Brother. Brother, mother, sister, father, sister, brother.
Shadow.
Oh, living in the shadow.
Of someone else's dream.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Hey,
do you ever sing Mambo Number 5 to your dogs?
No.
Oh, well, you should try it.
No. I sing.
What if Fruton loves Mambo Number 5?
And I don't know, and I've been depriving him.
Yes, what if he's probably got a favorite song?
Well, I always do sing Crudelicious at him. My body's too Crudelicious for you, babe.
And does he wagtail?
He's pretty neutral.
Does he serve tail wags?
No, not for that one.
Damn, he's all fuck you.
I'm trying to think if there's any song that he
Our dog is an awesome dog.
No. I always dance with him to
Dance with my father again.
No.
I hope you dance.
No.
Butterfly kisses.
No. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
September.
No.
Let's groove.
It's like Bayho interlude or something. I'd like to put it on. I'll link you. It's good.
I like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I can find it pretty quickly.
I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, they have like a Vegas residency going on or something.
No.
Yeah, I would go. Would you go?
I would go.
I would go.
I would go.
Let's go. I still need to see Gaga's Jazz.
Wait a second. Did you see the
you
video?
Still need to see Katie's
play
Vegas.
Hey, did you see that video of Gaga? I think it was over the weekend, of her jazz show with the poker face.
I didn't see it, no.
And she's all fuck her face, fuck her face.
Oh no, I didn't. Was she okay?
She's all singing poker face, and then she's all, yeah, daddy, I like it right there. And then somebody said, so is the song Poker Face about faking it?
Yeah, it's thinking about a woman when you're getting fucked by a guy.
Yeah, and she's
and you're giving your poker face to act like it's good.
And she's all, yeah, like right there. I love that, daddy.
Yeah.
I thought it was about playing poker in Vegas.
You're a dumb girl.
I really am.
Hey, have you been playing Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Oh my God, new season, new generation.
Oh my God, look at you act like you know about this.
I played the whole week when Stardust was like 500 each Pokemon. I was like, bitch, I need to stock up.
It was 2 weeks in a row. I'm a little burnt out on my Pokemon Go, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah, well, who's your favorite of the three starters?
I picked that cat.
Oh, me too.
I picked the cat.
What's its name? Like Sprigatito?
Sprigatito.
What the hell is that? Why is it like Italian?
Meow scarada.
Meow atatito.
But bitch, I caught a perfect duck.
Oh yeah, why has it got like a 2014 bangs?
I maxed it out. Whatever the main thing's called, I haven't learned it yet, but. I just laugh. It reminds me of when the video game came out, because everyone would just post that bird doing the cha-cha and it being like, Katrina, Katrina, Katrina.
Oh, is that what that one evolves into?
Yes. Quaxlier, Quavicle, some shit.
I haven't evolved any of the starters yet, because I'm like waiting for a good one to evolve. Like, I don't want to just evolve to evolve. Like,
well, that's what I was doing, and then I caught a perfect one, so baby.
Must be nice. I'm currently walking my perfect Wimpod.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Well, did you cross off everything on your list?
No. We still have there was an alien in Mexico.
No, what? I didn't see this.
Well, it was milkshake ducked for real. It was I think fake, and the bones that they faked it was like kids' bones shaped as like an alien. It's like, I don't know
who was the kids' bones.
I don't know, but it's not a real alien. It's not a real alien.
We'll get the CSI on it.
You didn't Google Mexican alien?
Mexican.
It was in Mexico. Alien. Oh. Mexico. Yeah, look at his face. Look at his face.
I don't like that. Why is it so little?
Now go to images. That is, it's like they saw E.T. 20 years ago and they just were like, let's chisel something that kind of looks like that.
Who whittled that?
I don't know, but he is high cheekbone bitch. Brow.
Well, I wish.
Yeah.
He is snatched though.
Oh my gosh.
Alien looks so little you could kick it. If well, any aliens are listening, I would never kick you.
Have you seen the tweet that was like, if me and my friends ever saw E.T., we'd kill him. We would take a baseball bat and he'd be dead.
Scary.
Yeah.
Violence is not the answer.
I'm trying to really spread the message that aliens will not be... It's so likely aliens will not be hot. So we need to just all agree to collectively okay. It's okay. We're not. They just have not spent, you know, generations cultivating an image for the male gaze. Sorry,
but what I'm saying, you know that they can warp speed. They definitely got something going on.
All I'm saying is we need to be prepared for them to be ugly and gross. We cannot act like they're ugly and gross though. We need to all be like normal and chill about it. We need to not be disgusted by how gross they look.
You think aliens could go from their planet to our planet real quick like that and they don't have plastic surgery?
Well, first of all, they're probably not. It's going to be plastic. It's going to be some other type of plastic.
You don't think they have silicone in space? You don't think they got like tattoos?
Maybe. All I'm saying is they're probably not going to be like sexy, vamped up, fuckable fucks. Maybe they will. I don't know. We need to be prepared for anything.
Yes. And no matter what, in case they can read your mind, just keep staring, thinking, he's so hot. He's
yeah,
so
think, hot. You have to th- so you have to think horny thoughts.
He's so hot. He
assume they so can read hot. Read the room, and your room is the brain.
He's so hot.
Sexy, 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 sexy alien. Fuck, 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 fuck me.
Look at yes. That, look at that vamped up sexy body.
Vamped up. Why are you calling him va-va-voom? Va-va-voom alien giving va-va-voom puss house yeah. boots. That's what I'm going to be thinking during the invasion just in case. Ooh, fuckable, fuckable alien puss.
You think they have wigs?
Wigs?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Are they going to be bald?
Well, I think they're bald. I think they are bald-headed. They are bald-headed.
You can't be thinking that alien would look so hot in a wig.
I'll bring options. I'll bring options. I have options. Ooh, you know what is... Oh, I loved when E.T. wore that wig.
Yes.
Yes. So I kind of feel like they would have fun with a little bit of accessorizing. Certainly if they've traveled through space, they've accessorized.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got stuff to wear, adorn, put on.
Okay.
Sexy, sexy.
Okay, thesaurus. Okay, calm it down.
Well, nope, sure hadn't heard that, but glad you told me.
Okay, I think, I mean... I still have some things. Jimmy Buffett is dead. I didn't know if you would care.
I saw.
So that answers my question.
I had been to the wasn't there a Margaritaville on the west side of Lansing?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, over by the Red Robin.
That's high end for mid-Michigan.
Although bad news, my mom said she went to Red Robin and got food poisoning.
Well, let me tell you, Red Robin is the lowest of the low. If I were to rank all forms of potato, Red Robin
steak fries, unlimited.
Unlimited steak fries. There's a reason they're unlimited, bitch.
I'm wet for a steak fry, and
they can't get rid of them. They can't get rid of them.
I won't apologize for it.
Your mom got food poisoning from Red Robin?
Yum.
All right, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me thinking about sexy, sexy aliens, sexy, sexy aliens. Gotta train my brain just in case they show up.
Okay,
sure. And you?
Hey, I'm getting it. Did you see? Did you see my... my drag transformation from last Friday?
No, send me a picture.
I did. And you said you look like, and then you never followed up.
You never
replied. You said you look just like, and then you didn't say what I looked like.
I was gonna look it up. Hold on, let me. Who's that girl clown TV show?
I look like a girl clown?
You look like the bitch from the big comfy couch. Oh.
Was the big comfy couch? Was
Google
the big comfy,
her. Google
big
her.
Comfy couch. Big comfy
well,
couch.
She was a brunette, but otherwise, well, you were serving the big comfy couch.
I did a drag clown makeup transformation on Twitch this past Friday. It was so much fun.
Hey,
what?
We've never gotten to wear our yarn wigs together.
Well, what are you doing? Come over.
Okay, I'll. I gotta find, oh, it must be in my costume drawer.
Hey, actually, when you come visit, can we spend a night doing just clown drag?
I would love that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. No, ta-ta-ta. Quite the contrary, it was so lovely to not aspire to, try to
be look femme.
Yes, to not have the rigidity of expectation of trying to look like a sexy drag queen fish boots mom of the house. It was like,
I'll come, but we're doing clown drag makeup, putting on our yarn wigs, and going out to dinner.
Cheesecake Factory?
Or we're going to go peek in Mamrie's window.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Is there a clown restaurant?
Yes.
Ground Round, McDonald's.
Oh, the Ground Round was a clown restaurant. I think there should be a rainforest cafe, but for clowns.
I think you're onto something. I think Rainforest Cafe is really needs to expand genres. Galaxy Desert Cafe. Galaxy Buffet.
Big outer space.
Place. Yes. Sure. Yes. Etc. And others such as.
Yes, and.
Okay. You can find me on Twitch Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
Groovy.
Cool. Bye.